This week, in the parasha, we find the entire subject of going to battle. There was a specific kohen that would address the army before going to war. And he would address the nation by starting with the words Shema Yisrael. Rashi asks, why did he use the words of Shema? He brings from Chazal that even if the only zchus you have is that you said Shema, that would be enough to save you. It doesn't just say if you kept one mitzvah or Shabbos that would be enough, but rather saying Shema Yisrael. In Kriya Shema, there are three parashas. The first is Shema, which is Kabbalas Ol Ma'aruch Shemaim, then V'hoya, which is Kiyam Mitzvahs. Kabbalas Ol Ma'aruch Shemaim isn't just saying I believe. Rather, it means accepting the yoke, the consequences of Ol Ma'aruch Shemaim. What is that Kabbalah, that yoke, without the mitzvahs, which is V'hoyam Shemaya? So what is Kabbalas Ol Ma'aruch Shemaim? When we say Shema, what are we supposed to have in mind? That there's a God? Today, most people aren't really struggling that there's one God or two gods, multiple deities. What kavanah are we supposed to have when we say Shema? Hashem Echad means it's only Hashem and nothing else. It means that there's no other alternative. There's one goal in this world. Building a relationship with Hashem. Building a relationship with Hashem who created for the sole purpose of giving. And what does Hashem want to give? Hashem wants to give a relationship with Him. There's one purpose, that relationship with Hashem, and there's no alternative. Like the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim that starts with telling us that what's the obligation of man in this world? Lehisanig al Hashem. And anything else is vanity, it's illusion. The only thing worth living for is a closeness to Hashem. Ol Ma'aruch Shemaim means accepting, understanding what we are all about, what we were brought into the world for, which is for the sake of developing a relationship with Hashem. In the first parasha of Shema, there is the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, which is feeling the closeness to Hashem. So Shema isn't an empty, I believe. It's a feeling of knowing that Hashem loves us and craves giving, sharing. He gives us the opportunity for a relationship and craves it. That is our single purpose in life. Then the way we make our life decisions are based on whether, will this take me closer or further away? When Klal Yisrael were going into war, and we needed a zchus, the battle cry was Shema Yisrael. Asking oneself, what are you all about? What is your life goal? When it comes to it, do you always withstand a test? Yes, there are struggles and we make mistakes, but what do you live for? Hashem created us because He loves us, and knowing the number one goal in life is to be close to Him. That's the Aleph Beis, that Hashem is real, He loves you and only loves you. And we all have to know that. Kirvas Elokim Litov. That's it. Nothing else. When the days of Elo preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the key really is establishing for ourselves a system by which we operate. More important than the detail here and there is to really evaluate what it is that we live for. When it comes close to Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're supposed to be asking ourselves. Who are we? Are we an expression of the godly? What is our agenda in the world? What the Jewish people today need more than anything else is a sense of purpose and the feeling of a reality of Hashem. Knowing that Hashem created us because He loves us and knowing the number one goal in life is to be close to Him. Working on this is the best preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Good Shabbos.